it's fine. There's a fine for the U.S. So what this based on the Algeria declaration? Does the foreign ministry have any plan to raise such issues against the U.S. and other tribunals like the Al Aviv, for example, foundation, or some, where some properties have been confiscated? Will the Iran foreign ministry do something about this and make some legal proceedings? Now, second question regarding Iran's representative at the United Nations. There has been some speculation, and it's rejected at times, but it's not clear yet who Iran's envoy will be. So in the past few months, there has been no one in charge. If you could tell us what you've done regarding this. Well, there have been different regarding a violation or non-violation of commitments on the U.S. part regarding the Algeria declaration. There have been some proceedings. The cases are open. In cases, they have voted in Iran's favor, like in the recent case. Now, the cases that you mentioned, like some of the tribunals or courts, they issue verdicts, and those are usually biased, sometimes the biased verdicts. Our legal team is working on it. Now, the details of the dossiers we have asked for them also, a part of them that could be offered or presented because, you know, there are some legal cases and that usually technical and gradual. So the parts that are possible to be presented, we've asked for them so that we could also explain them to you. The parts which are finalized, and when there is a vote issued regarding that, when we hear about them, we'll also notify them. But the main thing is being followed by Iran's the legal department, especially the legal department of the presidential office. This is being worked on sensitively regarding to see Iran's rights are restored and that. So legal proceedings and operations are being carried out. I think you asked three questions, also regarding Iran and envoy at the United Nations. Well, it was some news fabrication. We already announced that such news is not accurate. A new envoy for Iran's UN office has not been appointed yet, not currently, Mr. Dehghani is acting as our envoy there, as a supervisor. In the absence of our envoy, he's performing his duties well. So anytime a new decision is made, we'll offer you explanations. Now, you said that the process of the progress is slow. Do you think that by the 29th of year we can come to an agreement? And it was also that Mr. Zarif may return to Tehran or to make some consultations. Is that true? And is it clear which foreign minister, the P5 plus one, will be going to Vienna? No. Negotiations. You know, there's news here and there. We just hear that some comments have been made. But what's clear is that we have announced already that we are optimistic and hopeful regarding coming to an agreement, and we are making all the efforts in that direction. Given the remaining time, we will try our best. Of course, we're not just seeking just because we have 2 weeks left. Yeah, we don't want to push things and to come to a conclusion in the course of 2 weeks, but we'll try our utmost so that we could use the best, make the best use of the time left. So if there is a possibility for coming to an agreement, we'll definitely use that opportunity. Now, if the foreign minister will go back to Tehran or not, well, all this depends how things will go on. You cannot make any speculation, anticipation of what decision will be made at what a stage. Now, if it is needed, then such a thing to happen, then that could happen. At the same time, maybe that will not happen. So we don't have a set plan for that. So proportionate to the trend of the negotiations and at time when need arises, so if any action needs to be taken, then the right decision will be made. on the spot. So the Iranian team also announced before the start of negotiations. They said if it is necessary, he will go there if the process, depending on the process of affairs. And then there are some other scenarios also that you just heard in the news. Now, as to which foreign minister will be heading for Vienna, we officially we are not informed. We have also heard news like from various sources. So in all, if that happens, we should wait and see how things will turn out. Now, any official news on our part, on our side, we're not informed. From Borna News Agency. In the past months, U.S. officials announced that regarding Iraq, they are ready to cooperate with Iran. And then past week, some Iranian officials also raised the issue and said that the U.S. Has proposed this to Iran. I want to say in this round of negotiations, given the fact that the Iran officials have said that only nuclear negotiations are being dealt with, will there be any talk of Iraq issues or diplomacy as another plan? Well, the ongoing negotiations only deal with nuclear issues and no other topics. And the Iranian negotiating team has said that regarding other issues other than nuclear issues, Iran will not be negotiating on. Go ahead. Now, my question relates to the memo that the U.S. president had written in the Zionist newspaper. Mr. Obama had said in that still that the options are there on the table, and that in a way it kind of threatened Iran. I want to know your assessment of such comments, given the fact that, as you put it, we are trying our utmost to see to come to an agreement, but on the American side, how do you evaluate such comments, and what's your response? Of course, the note that you mentioned does not relate to yesterday or the other day. It was a longer time ago, I think maybe 10 days ago. I think that our response and reaction has always been clear. The issue of threat practically has no place, even in analytical discussions, because ground is not paid for that. And analysts and experts stress that. Now, making use of such options and repeating them, well, this is some kind of has some domestic consumption in some certain forums inside America. They are interested to hear such a rhetoric repeatedly, but dealing with such issues, raising those issues. This is what is being said by experts, political and military experts, and that's what those comments are directed at. If there are any other questions, thank you very much.
Well, you've been watching the weekly press conference of the foreign ministry with spokeswoman Marzieh Afkham. A wide range of subjects that were covered. Some of the top subjects, of course, the P5, ongoing P5 plus one talks with Iran and those six other nations that's taking place in Vienna regarding Iran's nuclear program. Again, she reiterated that Iran has definite red lines and will not compromise on the red lines, no matter how much the other side tries to flex its muscles. Reports that Dr. Zarif, the foreign minister, has said that up to now 50% of the draft text has been agreed upon. And she said, so that shows some progress, but we'll have to wait and see at the end exactly where we stand. There's 2 weeks left to the actual date, self-imposed date by the group. And she was asked if it's a possibility that that date could be extended. And she said that, of course, they will try to reach an agreement within the time frame that has set, but that there is a possible for an extension if they see that still progress can be made without outside of that absolute deadline. They wouldn't make it absolutely that they have to fit it in during that time. Talking about the situation in Afghanistan, she said that, of course, calm and peace and security is important, and that the political process is the most important thing, and that each side should respect the others, and hopefully some type of agreement could be made. Of course, that's referring to the presidential election that has taken place in Afghanistan and on Iraq. She says that, of course, it is not in the interest of Iraqis that a disintegration of that territory would happen, and that Iraq has a constitution, and the Iraqis should be steadfast and stand by the country, and that they could be successful in countering terrorism. And talked about in general the situation about terrorism and how it impacts the region, and said that nowhere should be allowed that terrorism should be used to try to impact the political scene. Well, that had been somewhat of a summary of AFCHAM's press conference today at the Foreign Ministry.